Hello, good morning. This is Sissy Bass bringing you Sissy Bass Watson. Today, my podcast is on the go. And the title of my podcast today is You Are Not Alone. You that is listening to me right now, you are not alone. My scripture is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5 to 6. And I read, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? This scripture is giving us the confidence and the boldness to know that our help comes from God, and there's nothing that man can do to us if God has not ordained it. We must learn to abide in Christ and abide in his word. Our faith will be tested, and only the strong and committed will survive. Society would have us abandon the word of God. They deem it irrelevant, outdated, and archaic. They see no value in the scriptures and refuse to submit to God's will and design for humanity. They refuse to embrace Jesus as the sole means of salvation. Regardless of what the world around us says, we must abide in the word. Through it, we were convicted of sin and convinced of our need for Christ. It provides instructions for our lives and enables us to hear from God. If you haven't already, I urge you to allow the word of God guide your life in all faith and practice. If God said it, that settles it. If you have been saved by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ, you have nothing to fear. We have no way of knowing what tomorrow may hold, but we do know who holds tomorrow. Regardless of what we face in this life, we are saved and secured in the Lord. We are kept within his mighty hand. If he doesn't soon return, we will one day lay aside this body of flesh in death. But at that moment, we will enter his glorious presence that affords great confidence and boldness in the faith. Though man may persecute our flesh, we are secure in Christ. No doubt every believer today has found comfort in the grace and peace of God at some point in life. We all deal with adversity, pain, uncertainty, and heartache, but God's grace allows us to persevere in the faith. Likely we will need it more in these days to come than we have imagined. But even then, grace will be sufficient. God will provide the grace we need to endure the struggles ahead and make it through. Christ did not provide for our salvation in order to abandon us in the journey. Those who abide in him will enjoy sufficient grace for the trials ahead. Today, just know that you are not alone. God is with you and will be with you all the way if you stay connected with him. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what is making you wonder if God is still in your case, if God is still working in your case. But I want to remind you today, just as the scripture has said, he will neither leave you nor forsake you. He's under his light. I keep saying this in my scripture. Whatever God says he will do, God does it. So today I want to let you know that you are not alone. You have not been abandoned. You have not been thrown away. You have not been casted out. You have not been left alone to suffer. God is on your side. God is working on your case. You are not alone. You that is listening to me right now, I'm encouraging you today. Stand by the word of God. Stick to his word. Let his word be your sword. Let his word be your medicine. Let his word be your food. Let his word be your spiritual food. The same way that you go malnourished, the same way that you can't do without food, because when you do without food, it affects your health. It is the same way that you can do without the word of God, because when you do without the word of God, you become spiritually weak. And when you are spiritually weak, the devil has an upper hand over your life. It doesn't matter what you're going through today. It doesn't matter how difficult it is. It doesn't matter how hard it is. God is saying today, you are not alone, my daughter. You are not alone, my son. I am on your case. It is just a matter of time, and I will show myself through. And when God shows up, every other thing around you that is frustrating you flees. today I want to encourage you and to let you know that you are not alone. God is right there beside you. God is right there beside you. Do not turn your back on him and don't throw in the towel. He is about to open that door that has been shut for a long time. He is about to give you that healing that you've been praying for a long time. He is about to direct you to your destiny connectors in the name of Jesus. He is about to give you that which you have been asking of him for years and years and years and years, and you're about to give up. Don't give up, because God is with you. The same way he was with Hannah throughout, God shall be with you throughout everything that you going through, and you are about to testify soon in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. Bye-bye.